Sunday's presidential election in Peru pits a female pro-business conservative against a leftist former army colonel. A former congresswoman is trying to become the second female president elected this year in Latin America. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has this profile.
With her short dark hair, round figure, and unassuming clothes, Lourdes Flores can be overlooked at first glance. But when she strides out in front of the crowd and starts to speak, there is no doubt that this is a woman who wants to become Peru's next president. For her supporters, she is someone who comes from a strong political party. She has experience and solid programs, and she will lead Peru with a firm and steady hand. But for others, she has a distinct advantage over the other candidates. Magdalena Sandoval has come to see Flores speak with her mother and daughter.
I like her because she is a woman, and she's going to fight for all things that men have not done up until now. She has promised a lot, but I think she'll deliver because she speaks with sincerity.
Here at a rally in support of Lourdes Flores, the theme of female power is everywhere. The MC for the evening is a man in drag. Many of the performers are women, and instead of banners with slogans, people are waving color-coordinated balloons.
Despite the feminine touches, Flores has had to soften her appeal. This white, pro-business, former congresswoman who is single and childless has been painted by those who don't like her as part of an uncaring elite here. At her closing rally, she sought to allay those fears.
The change that we want to bring to Peru is a change that must bring progress, a future, and opportunity. Well-off Peruvians, we will not resign ourselves to viewing poverty as part of the national scenery.
But some here are disillusioned with an economic plan that seems to them more of what the current president, Alejandro Toledo, has put in place. Despite over 5% growth year on year, poverty has only been reduced a few percentage points overall. Outside the rally, Raúl Madueño says he's going to vote for Ollanta Humala, the fiery populist leader who is promising to do away with free trade agreements with the United States.
I don't like Lourdes because she comes from a traditional party that has not been successful in this country. Also, she has surrounded herself with people who are only interested in commercial interests.
The latest polls show that Flores will most probably make it to the second round of the elections, where she will square off with either Humala or former President Alan García. Women's rights activist Diana Miloslavich says that already, though, her politics aside, Flores is making history in Peru.
Que vea que es posible en la vida pública.
The fact that people can see that a woman can reach such an important post like the presidency of the republic contributes to the collective security and identity of women. It shows women they're not just about raising children, but taking on greater responsibilities. It's a stimulus.
Latin America as a whole has been taking strides to involve women in politics for a while now. In Peru, since 1998, 30% of all candidates for elected positions have to be women. That's meant that 18% of this past Congress was female. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Lima, Peru.
You can find profiles of Peru's presidential candidates at npr.org.